This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, take three. Here we go. We're continuing in Mishneh Berurah Yoimi, Mishneh Berurah Daf HaShavua. We're learning Siman Yod Aleph. Yesterday we learned Sif Dalet about the length of the strings. Now, let's see the first Bir Halacha. Because the Mechaber said that the strings have to be 12 gudalim. Actually, the Mechaber brought two opinions. The first day was they cannot be less than 4 gudalim, measured by the average person. And the Mechaber brought another day, which is the Shita Rabbeinu Tam, that they have to be 12 gudalim, and that is the minog, and that's the psak of the Levush. Now, the Bir Halacha says that if you look in the Levush, Ein B'Levush, Shekas of the Minat Torah, Ein Shir La'arich HaTzitzis, Rak Shia Ba'i Gedil Va'anav. That Midaray, so all it has to be is it has to be a tassel and a branch, meaning the winded part and the strings. But Rak Chazal Nasu Lanu Shir Misham Noi Tzitzis. Chazal gave the shir. It's interesting. What's the reason for the shir? The beauty of the tzitzis is the length of it. It's a matter of noi. Lamar be'arba, lamar b'shneim asur. According to one opinion, 4 gudalim, and one opinion, 12. Kain ber ho'el yarabah es devarav. Va'ayin b'chai adam, shemetzadei loymar, da'akapanim, kidei aniva, v'min ha'tayra. Look in the chai adam, that to be able to make a bow, that amount is midaraisa. Meaning, even though the shir is midrabanan, and it makes a big nafkamina if the shir is midrabanan. Because now that the shir is only midrabanan, so if you're mesupik, for whatever reason, whether it has the shir or not, okay, we'll let it slide. But if it doesn't have kedei aniva, that amount is midai raisa. Now, the Ramah said, the Mechaber said, v'chein oyagin, the minog is 12. Says the Bir Halacha, if you look in the Mishneh Berurah of Katan Chaf, it sounds like, in the name of the Prima Gadim, that if you don't make the tzitzis long enough, then it could be a shayla of bracha levatala. So the Bir Halacha says, Muchach mizeh shu soiver da hashir shneim asu gudom ledezu likuva. This implies the shir of 12 thumbs is ma'akev. B'chein kaz v'hed yubo yitzches v'shem eshal avram. Meaning this is not recommended, this is ma'akev. Ubeir hagoin, Ramordechai ben Ed, ala Mordechai, because tzitzis mistapik b'ze. Ramordechai ben Ed is mistapik about this, ayin sham, uvechinuch parsha shlach, mashma gam king tzas, lahakel b'ze b'diyeved, v'tzarch ian ladina. The Bir Halacha concludes that it's not clear whether b'diyeved, it's ma'akev if you don't have 12 gudalim. Let's see Sif Hei in the Mechaber. Ein oisin hatzitzios me'at semer hanechos ba'koitzim kishatzoin roiv tzimeneim. We do not make tzitzis from wool that gets caught in thorns when sheep crouch among the thorns. That wool is not acceptable. V'loi me'hanimin hanislashim me'habahima. Not from the strings that are plucked from an animal. Not the remnant of the warp that the weaver leaves at the end of the beged. All of these things are like, you know, leftovers. It's like the junk at the end. Don't use it for tzitzis. Interestingly, even b'di'evet it would be a problem, says the Mishmura. Ein oisim afil b'di'evet pasul, says the Taz in Prima Gadim. Sheha'oireg mishayar, that the weaver leaves over. Ein lahakshayis, don't ask. The belav hachi yesh psol, deloi nitvu hachutin l'shem tzitzis. Why do you have to say it's pasul? Because it's not noi tzitzis, it's bizoi mitzvah. There's a simple reason why it's pasul. Because these leftovers, they were not spun for tzitzis. Says the Mishabur, Yeshloimar demara filo hechid metchila tavu achut al mashem tzitzis. You could say we're talking about even if in the beginning it was spun for tzitzis. V'achagach arag meyam begin, then you wove a beged with it. V'afilo hachi pasul misham bizei mitzvah. Nevertheless, it's possible because of bizei mitzvah, says the Taz. Uv'sefer hama'ar. The Sefer Hamar writes, Kasavatam misham debinon hakanaf min kanaf. The Ma'ar says a different reason why these items are pasul. Because you need hak the corner to be min kanaf ve'ein minim alala ruyim lasis mehem beged sheim soilas hat samer ve'ein beged nasa mekumaisam adkan l'shaynai. Hakanaf implies that tzitzis need to be from a material you can make the garment out of. And you can't make the garment of the tzitzis from the material that you're making the strings, because since it's sort of junk, you'll never get a whole beged from it. Says the Mishrubim Kain, Komine Tsemer, Shem Gruyim, any type of wool that's inferior, Shem Beganasayam, Sulim Latzitzis. Now, the Bir Halacha, let's see the Bir Halacha, the Vermasli Yacha Lakatsrai. In Sif Dalid, the Rama said, if you made the strings too long, you could shorten it, and it's not a problem of tassel and asai. Says the Bir Halacha, even if the string before you cut it was more than 2/3 than the tassel, we're going to see there is a halacha that the ratio of the straight strings to the wound and tied part, it's 2/3 to 1/3. So let's say you had really long strings, and the ratio was more than 2/3 to 1/3. And now when you cut it, it's a proper ratio. So you say, well, this should not be kosher tzitzis because you only made it kosher after the fact. But we say it is kosher because the requirement of 2/3 to 1/3 is not a b'di'eved requirement, it's only l'chadchila. Kivin ein zeh li'ikuv b'di'eved, k'di'isa l'kamam sev yudav mishabura b'shem paskim artzis achayim. This is from the Malbim. Okay, Marav Raboisai, we're going to hold it over here. Wishing everybody a wonderful day and a good Shabbos. We'll pick it up Monday. Just some public service announcements. You find yourself in the neighborhood, you're invited to our shul for kinnis. Davening starts 9 a.m., followed by a very extensive kinnis program that, Be'ez Hashem, I hope will be very interesting and inspiring. So everybody is cordially invited. And have an easy tainus. Kol tov, everyone. Bracha v'atzlacha.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.